A new play in Anchorage this weekend tells stories of homelessness from around the state. Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman learned that Home But Not Less isn't a story about sadness. It's about understanding.
Rumpled tarps hang against the walls of an old church, serving as backdrops for the eight actors that circle the audience's seating area.
So many of us live on the edge.
One medical incident.
One paycheck.
The lines are just snippets from over 100 interviews with people who have experienced homelessness and those who offer them services. Playwright Mary Ellefson began researching the play after meeting a young man who was living on the street and grieving the loss of his grandfather. She was hoping to understand not just what it was like to be without a home, but also what are the causes of homelessness in Alaska. She says everyone's story starts in a different place.
If I'm sitting underneath a bridge and talking to someone who his parents were encouraging him to drink at age two and laughing, his life trajectory is going to be a lot different than mine for a lot of different reasons.
Through her conversations, Ellefson says she identified what her interviewees see as some of the major causes of homelessness.
Mental illness, housing, poverty, how they're related, how they're not related. Racism and discrimination plays a huge part of this. Education, sexual abuse, domestic violence.
Many community leaders say racist policies, such as forcing Alaska Natives to attend boarding schools where they were punished for speaking their languages, caused many people to lose their identities. It led to intergenerational trauma, which some people Ellefson spoke with link to causes of homelessness. Actor Austin Tagaban learned about some of these causes by participating in the production. He says he's never worried about being homeless.
If I didn't have somewhere to sleep that night, I could call someone and be like, hey, man, or hey, mom, let me sleep on your couch. And she'd be like, no, have this room, Austin.
He says he thought the answers to homelessness were simple. Why couldn't someone just get a job? But now he understands how complicated people's lives are and how much we can learn from them.
It's important to hear these stories because they're people who we usually ignore.
One of those stories is from Michael Patterson, who first became homeless in Juneau when he was 9 years old. It's told by actor George Holly.
In the mornings, when the stores opened, I would steal fruits off the displays. I lived like a rat, in a sense. So you know my self-worth was. It was destroyed.
For Holly, participating in the play is personal. He says learning about the support networks available to people helped him alleviate some of his own fears. Director Shona Osterhout says that's one of the main ideas of the production, to develop empathy and solutions.
This isn't about being sad about our neighbor's situation. This is actually about how do I learn about our neighbor's situation? What can I do to help? And how do I just be a better human on the planet?
Each show will be followed by a panel discussion with local service providers. Writer Ellefson says she wants people to leave knowing ways they can get involved. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.
The play starts tomorrow night at the Church of Love on Spinard in Anchorage and will run through the weekend. More information is at our website, alaskapublic.org.